Okay, well, now Beis Hashem continue in the fifth parak of Masech HaZivamos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalet, and Hey. So Mishnah Dalet picks up where we left off in Mishnah Gimel, and it says, Ketzad, what's the Ketzad going on? How does it play out in all the possible cases of a Yavam doing one act with each of the two Tzagos, with each of his the two Yavamos? So meaning Reuven dies, he has Mrs. Reuven number one, Mrs. Reuven number two, and now Shimon does one thing with Mrs. Reuven number one, and something else with Mrs. Reuven number two. So also Maimer Bezu. If Shimon does Maimer on each Mrs. Reuven 1 and 2, Srichos Shnei Gittin V'Chalitza. They need to do two Gittin, and you still need to do Chalitza with one of them, because Midoraisi, you need to take care of one of them. Maimer Bezu V'Get Bezu. If you did Maimer on one of them and a Get on the other one, Sricha Get V'Chalitza. So the one who had Maimer on needs a Get, because Maimer is a kind of a marriage, and you still need a Chalitza on the second one. Maimer Bezu Baal Ezu, if you did Maimer on Mrs. Reuven number one and you did Yibum on Mrs. Reuven number two, Tzricha Shnei Gittin V'Chalitza, they both need Gittin, because and you still need to do Chalitza. One get is needed to end the Maimer marriage, the other is to end the Yibum marriage with the one who you did Yibum with, but since you weren't allowed to do that Yibum, you're still going to need a Chalitza. Maimer Bezu V'Chalitza Zu, if you did Maimer on Mrs. Reuven number one and Chalitza Mrs. Reuven number two, Harishon Tzricha Get. So the Chalitza is fine, but you still need to give a get to the woman you did Maimer on. Now what if you did a get first, so get lazu, v'get lazu. Let's say you gave a get to Mrs. Reuven number one and a get to Mrs. Reuven number two, tzrichos amen chalitza. You still need to do chalitza. You still haven't done anything midaraisa. Get lazu uval lazu. If you gave a get to Mrs. Reuven number one and you did yibum with Mrs. Reuven number two, tzricha get v'chalitza. You need to give a get to the woman you did yibum on, and you still need to do chalitza, because you were not allowed to do yibum after you already had given a get to one of them. Get lazu umaimer bazu. If you gave a get to Mrs. Reuven number one and you did maimer on Mrs. Reuven number two, tzricha get v'chalitza. The second one needs a get and a chalitza. Get to end the maimer marriage and a chalitza to remove the zika. Get lazu v'chalatz lazu. If you gave a get to Mrs. Reuven number one and you did chalitza to Mrs. Reuven number two, ain't a chalitza klum. So you're fine. You did chalitza, nothing else. In fact, it needs to be done. Now we move on to Mishnah. The Mishnah talks about chalitza. It's followed by another act, and then goes on to Bia, that's followed by another act. Chalatz v'chalatz. If you did chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number one and then chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number two, oh, chalatz v'samayim v'nasim ketu ba'al. Or you did chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number one and then you did either maimer, or you gave a get, or you did Bia on Mrs. Reuven number two, oh, ba'al, ba'al. If you did Bia on Mrs. Reuven number one and then Bia with Mrs. Reuven number two, oh, ba'al, v'samayim v'nasim ketu chalatz. Or you did Bia on Mrs. Reuven number one and then either maimer or get or chalitza on Mrs. Reuven number two, in a chalitza klum. Don't worry about it. Once you did a ta'uraisa thing, whether it be chalitza or yibum on the first woman, everything else is meaningless. So the get or the second chalitza that follows does not make the second yibama's relatives asurim to you, and the maimer or the bia after the chalitza do not create a marriage with her. So once, and also once you did yibum with one of them, nothing that happens afterwards is going to be meaningful. So we spoke about one yavam doing two different things with two yavamos. Now the Mishnah says, "Bein yavam v'mechel shnei yavamos, bein shnei yavamim liyavam ha'achas." Even if it's two different brothers doing two different acts to the same yavama, we still have these same set of halachos. And Be'ez Hashem, the Mishnah is going, you know, the Mishnah doesn't actually go and spell that out over here, you know, how that plays out. It's the same way it plays out up until this point. So Mishnah Dalet told us what happens if you. Both Mishnah Dalet and Hey, the summary essentially is that they both speak about if you did different acts to your two to your brother's two tzaros, to his two yavamas, to his two co-wives. So we said that if you did a Durabbanan act first, then the second act will be consequential, and we went through the details of that. And if you did a Da'uraisa act first, then the second act is inconsequential, and we went through the details of that. And then we said it's not only if you do two acts on two different women, but even if it's one woman and two different brothers of the deceased man do these acts. So Mrs. Reuven, there's only one Mrs. Reuven when Reuven drops dead, and Shimon and Levi do each of these acts. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with, or next time we'll pick up with Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav.